man. I tell you what, last time we were together, guys, we had a privilege talking about how God transforms our life. And, you know, he'll start right where you are. And we talked about how when God transforms your life, it's not a paint job. It's not a Band-Aid. He makes all things new. Matter of fact, we talked about it in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. We're going to keep going with that truth right there. And so if you made that decision last time that you were here, that's amazing. And we want to know about that, because now we want to show you how to walk in that. So I want you guys to take a look for the next few minutes about the power of our identification in Christ. See, when we make that decision to come to Christ as our Lord and Savior, we're sealed and we're saved. But then we go, now what? I had a lot of people go, well, now what? We're going to show you the now what, okay? One of the things I want to talk about is our identity. Even, I said, Lord, how in the world can I kind of bring this together? It's amazing. I always think about throughout life, I'm thinking, what can we use for a teachable moment, you know? And so God just really worked this thing out in my life. Jesus would talk about in the parables many times. I look better with the light out. Amen. Amen. Thanks, Dad. No. We have a good time. But you know, yes, indeed. What I want to talk about, Jesus was teaching parables. And a parable is when somebody tells you a story about something you're familiar with to teach you about something maybe you're not familiar with. So I said, well, you know what? This is going to be a great parable about our identification in Christ. You think about when you start to get your driver's license, like my nephew, very soon. Are you excited about that? We start. I'm going to pray for everybody in Bacosa now. He does good. He does a fine job. But you know what? To identify with that, he has to have a license. We all have to have a license to say that he has authority, right, to drive that car. When we start working, guess what? They identify us with our Social Security numbers, right? And if you go to school, a lot of times you have a school ID, work ID, and things like that. Well, this is what prompted this message. Last week, I can tell you this. If you're doing any banking, you better have some ID, right? Yes, some identification. Well, I went to another credit union that I don't normally go to, and I was up that way, and I said, well, I'll just run through there and cash a check, and that'll be fine. Well, one of the things I do for my identification, I do a lot of stuff at the hospital, so they give me a clergy badge so you can get in and out. And I always keep that in my vehicle because sometimes I get calls at night, and I need to get into the emergency room if they need prayer or something like that. And so I had that, and I didn't think nothing of it. I got my check, put it in there, drive up, and the lady comes on the little screen through the drive-thru, how you doing? I said, oh, I'd just like to cash out. And I see her look at the stuff, and she goes, okay. And she gives me my money, and I said, well, anything else I could do? I said, no, I'm fine, thank you very much. And she said, well, Mr. Chapman, I just want to tell you, she said, if I wasn't the one that was going to cash that for you, you might have had a problem. I just want to let you know. I said, what's the problem? She said, well, usually, you know, it's our banking purpose that they like us to usually use, like a Virginia driver's license or a federal thing. But she says, I know you, so that's okay. I said, she knows me. I'm thinking, I've never seen this lady before. And I said, how do you know me? And she says, a couple years ago, my mom had a broke leg, and you prayed for her. Man, now see, that identification went further than just the badge and everything else. My question is, how are we identifying, and how is God identifying through us? That's amazing, man, that you think about, this is a couple years ago. I don't even mention it. I had the privilege to pray for folks, and I take that very serious, but you meet a lot of folks. And sometimes, you know, you don't always remember this habit, but you know what? God brought that back to her memory. And I'm thankful that she looked at my life and said, hey, that guy prayed for my mom. So you think about that. What type of identity are we producing for Christ? That's a good place to say amen. Mm-hmm. Very good. We've got to keep that water flowing. Keep that water flowing. So I want to go back and hit a couple of things here. When we're born again, you know what? We're a new creature in Christ. We start identifying with the power of God. We don't serve a boring God, amen? And I'm going to show you in the next slide some of the cool stuff here. We're going to read right out of the Word of God. If you guys got your Bibles with you, you can turn to Ephesians. And if you ever find a Bible that's left behind and you don't know if it's mine or not, go to the book of Ephesians and you will see a lot of mileage on that. And I love the Word of God and I treasure the Word of God from cover to cover. But I spent a lot of time in the book of Ephesians and you're going to see why. Because there's so many promises for those that are his, all right? So I'm going to do a little reading out of this. So it's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 8, all right? And if you don't have your Bibles, hopefully you guys can see that, but I'll talk loud enough so you can catch it, all right? Sound good? Very good. All right. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. Let me show you right there that God is not stingy with his blessing. What does it say? He says, oh, he's blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Why? Because we are united with Christ. I want us to see our takeaway here, to see how we are united, that we identify with Christ, okay? When we make that decision, what happens is when we call on the name of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord comes into our life and we receive that. But as we embrace His grace, what happens is this, is we start walking in the fullness of that, all right? So there's one place we see the unity already. He says, even before I made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ again. Back in Christ. See, when God looks at your life and you're in Him, He doesn't see our past. What God did in your life is bigger than anything that's ever happened in your past, okay? That doesn't have to define you. What we want to do is be defined by the truth of God's Word. Amen? Amen. All right. I miss Isabel. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family. You know, we all want to belong, don't we? When we make that decision again, we're just responding. See, I thought I chose God, but what I found out, He chose me a long time ago. And when I did, I responded to what He did in my life and what He's done for each and everybody out there. But you got to make it yours. And that's the whole thing today. I hope folks are hearing that, you know what? It's one thing to believe, and that's great. And then we receive that, and that's even amazing. But you know what? We need to walk in the power and the authority of what God's done for you. That's how we make a difference. That's how people start getting drawn to you. When they start saying, well, how come if Bruce and Vanessa are going through a deal, they're able to do this? The difference is Jesus is in your life. Does that mean that Bruce and Vanessa or me and Denise or any of our team or anybody in here never has any problems? No, not at all. But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in our identification with Christ. Amen? All right, so He brings us, by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. Again, it's all about that union. It's all about that relationship. This is what He did. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace He's poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. I want you to understand that you belong if you're in Christ. He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom. I love this now. I'm going to get ready to holler. With the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. He didn't say one sin. Sins. See, when I talk to people, they say, well, you don't know what I did. I said, I don't care what you did. Because God said He's bigger than what you did. He's bigger than who you are. He knows every single thing. And He says, I still love you and I'll still take you right here, right now. That's something to get excited about. Because I know in my life, there was a whole lot of S's on the end of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about some S's. And you know what? Even now, I want you to understand this. I'll say this every time I speak or whatever. Don't look to me. Look to the Lord. I'm going to do my best. I ask you guys to pray for me. And I'm going to study the Word. But you know what? A man will let you down. And I never want to let you down. That's why I'm telling you the truth. Always focus your eyes on Christ. Don't let somebody else rob you. You follow somebody's life and they stumble. You know what? Pray for that person. Pick them up and restore them back into the fellowship. Don't beat them down because you know what? God forgave you. God loved you. And remember, it's not just sin. It's all sins. And you know what? He has showered His kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. We ain't no dummies. God gives us the ability to understand. So we have a new mind. Right? We start walking in what God's done for us. I'm going to tell you, it's going to change your today. It's going to impact your tomorrow. It's going to revolutionize your week. So when you take it from here today, don't just say, oh yeah, that's kind of cool. Man, let that ring out in your heart. Let it ring out in your family. And just show people to make a difference. This is not on the tape whatsoever. I just looked over at my friends here. You guys, I love you guys. Bob brings a shirt in today. When I first started matching Christian t-shirts, I had a little difficulty. And could you model that for us there, sir? This is just a side note. There you go. That was like one of the first ones I did. And he goes, hey, that's all right, bro. I got it. I said, yeah, I want you to have that. And so when people, but you know what? He uses that as a major witness tool. I said, that was very fitting for you to wear that. Thank you. You know, I forgive you. That's all right. But you know what? When people ask Bob about it, they say, well, what does that say? He said, it's upside down. He says, it reminds me every day. Man, that's good, isn't it? That's another crowbar for Jesus to open up the door so we can share about the love of God in his life. I want to say one more thing. I got friends here that do a lot of remodeling in their homes and stuff like that. And sometimes I stop by. They won't let me use no hammer. Like, hey, what's going on? You want me to give you a soda or a drink, something like that? But you know what? I got friends in here that love the Lord, and they build their house on the foundation of God's promises. And I think that's so amazing. When you stop by some of the houses when they're redoing stuff, they write scripture on the post of their home. They write it down the side. They write it over here because you know what? They're building on a strong foundation. They're building on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's just a side note, but I appreciate all you guys do. And I'll make you a shirt that goes the right way next time we get the press out. He likes that anyway. Good deal. Good deal. We're going to keep this thing rolling, guys. All right. Now, to cut down on some time frame, because I know I get a little long-winded. I'm a Chapman. Dad, tell him. It's in our genes. We can't help it. But you know what? I just went to the next one that I grabbed here is verse 12 and 14. I'm going to pick up the pace here a little bit and share this with you, all right? God's purpose was that we Jews, who were the first to trust in Christ, would bring praise and glory to God. And now you Gentiles, that's us, have also heard the truth, the good news, that God saved you. That's the gospel, that Jesus died for you. We need to receive it. All right, here we go. Get your dancing clothes on. Here we go. And when you believe in Christ, right, we're back to that relationship again, about that identification again. When you believed in Christ, I was doing this last night, and I preached to three couches and a chair last night before we got warmed up today, because I take this serious. I said, you know what? It hit me. When we believed in Christ, right then, not when you're dead, not later on, God wants to work in your life right here, right now. So when we believed in Christ, He identified you and me, right, as His own by giving you the Holy Spirit. Man, that He promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that He will give us the inheritance He promised and that He has purchased us to be His own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify Him. That's where y'all need to be praising. Come on, come on.
Amen.
Got to get a water break in there, man. You guys got to work with me here, man. Work with me. Oh, man, I'm going to hit a few things in there. Identified with His Spirit. You know, I could just see in my mind, when we make that decision, just like, you know, when we're talking about being stuck in sin, and when somebody says, you know, Lord, come into my life. We talked about those different identification things, like driver's license, and we talked about school IDs. And you know, another thing, like your birth certificate. I can just imagine when somebody said, Lord, come into my life. Man, that the Holy Ghost is just stamping that birth certificate. Redeemed, forgiven, saved. Man, just come on, cool. He comes and lives in your house, man, right here. It's amazing. There's a couple other things. I got this from Miss Tanya. I know you guys are going to enjoy it. She says, I just want you to know when we're praying, she says, God doesn't have small hands. And you know what? When we get ready to go and reach out the extension from our community center, we're going to get to see the hand of God reach out all the way over past Arizona, over to Utah, into people's lives to make a difference for eternity. And that's what we're talking about. God gives you the Holy Spirit as your down payment, securing us. You know, if you've made that decision, I want you guys to take this away with you this week. You are secure in Him. You hear a lot of contracts and different things. It's like based on what you do and all that. It's not based on that. It's based on God doing what He said He would do. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. I want you to, and that'll be just like pulling bricks off your back. Because, you know, a lot of times, and we can get into denomination things, and people say, oh, if you did that, well, he's not going to forgive you. And I'm not getting into that. I'm getting into the truth of God's Word. I want you to understand what God says right here. When you believed in Christ, He identified you as His own by giving you the Holy Spirit. God sees some value in there. When He places His Spirit in you, it's because He loves you. It's because He died for you. And don't forget, He rose for you, man. I'm telling you, this is something to be screaming about. Because what happens is, the devil will come in and bind you with religion and say, well, you can't do that, and you shouldn't do this, and all these different things, the can't-do list. And God says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It's amazing, man. And so many times, we think about our inheritance. We think about the inheritance in heaven, and that's amazing. But I want to tell you what, Jesus is more than fire insurance. He's for the here, He's for the now. And that's why we need to identify with that, so that we can walk in the fullness of that. We can walk in the power of that. Because of the fruit of the Spirit, when we start thinking about love, joy, pace, peace. I can't say that fast with no water. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness. Those things should be coming from us, because why? Because the Holy Spirit lives in us. Amen? Amen, amen. All right. Got a couple more here. We're going to cut through this because it's a good time. Being led by the Spirit. We're giving you the tools. It's a progression is what I want to see about us walking. It's not a progression about getting to heaven. It's a one-time deal, and Jesus did it. Amen. We're talking about now walking this out. How does this look? in my life? How does this look on my Monday? How does this look on my Tuesday? How does this look at my job? How does this look when I talk to my family and my kids? We want to show you how God has made a way to keep you being led by the Spirit. Didn't we say that He gave the Spirit to us and through us and for us? Why? He comforts us. He teaches us. He brings things to our remembrance. We are blessed to have that going on. Now, this is what the Apostle Paul said. He says it this way in Galatians 2:20. He says, my old self has been crucified with Christ. He's identifying with what happened on the cross. And he's putting himself in that place by faith. He says again, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Backing up what we just saw in the scripture, that the Holy Spirit's in our life, right? So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the identification of that. It's about living out our new identity in Christ, walking in that, drawing on the power of that. You know, we're talking about this at our Bible study. How does that look? How does that work? You know what? We need to have the desire to obey when God shows us something. We need to have the open heart to be ready to share that gospel testimony. Whatever it is, I don't care where you're at in your walk. If today is the day you give your life to the Lord, God will use that. God will use that in your life. And you go back to work and they say, well, how was your weekend? And hopefully it's not, well, it's the same old thing. It's not meant to be the same old thing. God paid too much for us to live in the same old thing. Amen? So we look at that, we start being sensitive to the things of God. How do we do that? Realizing we're no longer alone, that Christ lives in us. And it takes time, guys. You know what? Being led by the Spirit takes time. Spending time with God. Prayer. Diligently studying the Word of God. Seeking the Lord of God. He's not hiding from you. I wouldn't pay a big fine to get you out of jail and then hide from you. I'd want to fellowship with you. Amen? That's what God did on the cross. Jesus did that. Here's another thing I want to get out on the carpet here. We talked about being transformed last week. We need to trust in the truth of God's Word. We need to trust in the fullness and the truth of God's Word. So when we bring this up, it's not just somebody's idea. It's God-breathed, man. This is the truth. And you align your life with that by the power of the Spirit and identifying what Christ did. Let me tell you, it's a whole different ball game when you start your week on Monday. Amen? It's a whole different ball game when somebody's knocking on your door with some bad news. Because guess what? We're not going to identify with that. We're not going to deny it. But we're no longer shackled, just like the sin box, to having to go when the orders are barked. We say, wait a minute. That's not who God says I am. That's not what God bought for me. And so today I pray that you take that with you, that you are who God says you are, right? You're the one that He loves. You're the one that He gave the sacrifice for. And you're the one that He put that deposit of His Spirit in your life. And so I know that this is helping somebody today. And you know who it is? Me. Because I'm going to tell you what, I always say, I preach to me first. Let me tell you, I get a lot of phone calls, man. And a lot of them ain't good. And things change fast. In a week's time, you just wouldn't believe it, man. Last week, I was at work. I'm thinking, I'm going home. Everything's cool. And a lady from my work calls me and said, buddy, we have a fatality on the center where I work. Would you go talk to the people? Yeah. I'm thinking, I'm going to pick up Jesse. We're going to get a McDonald's. Everything's cool. I'm telling you, I bet you that guy thought, I'm going home to see my kids this afternoon. It changes that fast. That's why I put the heart and soul of this out here every time we get together. Because you know what? I want it to change your life. I want you to understand the truth of God's Word. And that's why we do what we do. Not just here. This is just a big blessing. You know what I'm saying? This is a big blessing that we get the privilege of coming here. But ministry's every day, everywhere. And it's not just for the preacher. It's for the one that's been bought and paid for. You say, well, buddy, I'm not comfortable with that. You know what? It doesn't change the fact that God's deposited His Spirit in you, and He wants you to share that. Amen? And it can be in a lot of different ways. It could be working on websites. It could be doing filming behind the scenes. It could be calling somebody and say, hey, just want to let you know I was thinking about you today. So it's got all different types of flavors, and God's counting on you to make a difference in somebody's life. All right? So they can recognize the Spirit of the Lord and us being led by the Spirit. How? Through our words, through our actions, and through our deeds. And I want to make sure of this. We're not talking about getting to heaven. Jesus took care of that. Okay? We're talking about living for Him in the power of the Spirit now. Okay? So we're stepping on out of the box now. We're out of the box and we're rolling, all right? This is how we do it right here. The world is looking at your faith on display. And I thought about that when I wrote that comment. How would it have been if I just walked by that lady? You know, I'm going back to the first part of the story when she remembered me praying for her mom. If I said, no, I'm too busy and all that, well, one, I probably wouldn't have got my check cash, but I'm not talking about that. But you know what? What signal would I would have been saying, given to her about the testimony of who I say I belong to? You know? When I forward on that joke, or when I laugh at the same thing that the world laughs about, how does somebody sitting back like this? I'm going to tell you, people watching all the time. No pressure, okay? I say there's no pressure because you know why? What are we talking about? There's power of identification. If we identify with the world, we're going to have a problem. But if we identify with the one who paid it all, we're going to walk it out in the power of His strength. All right, guys. Everybody that came in here today got a little green piece of paper, didn't they? Yes, we did.
Yeah. Hold that up. Wait, mm-hmm. I don't have one.
Bob's is upside down. Bob's is printed upside down. I love you, brother. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you what. Got some homework for you this time around. Everybody going, oh, homework, what do you need? I want you guys to follow along on this here. And this, I just want to build you up in who you are in Christ. All right? This is our true identity. This is who God says you are. This is the truth of God's Word. This is what's going to make the difference. Like I said, it's going to change your day. It's going to impact your tomorrow, revolutionize your world. And guess what? It'll get contagious because before you know it, even your wife will say, what's going on with this guy? Or the vice versa, right? All right, here we go. Y'all ready? What I did, I picked out 12 verses, and guess what? There's a whole lot more. There's a whole lot more. But I thought, you know, 12 is a good even number, 12 disciples, that'll work. And what we did is just kind of hone them down, and I'm going to jump on these real fast. I hope you guys got them out, and we're going to take a look at them. We're just going to kind of unpack them a little bit. Romans 3:24 says, we are justified. Man, you are declared righteous if you've given your life to the Lord. Put your faith and trust in the finished work of the cross. This is who you are. I want you to identify with this. Feel free to scream and shout and go amen anytime. All right? We are justified, declared righteous. All right? We're rolling on. Love this. Got a friend of mine. Man, I tell you, we talk about this every day. Look at this. Romans 8. No condemnation awaits us. No condemnation. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Here we go. Romans 8:2. We are set free from the power of sin that leads us to death. You see, you know, that's just a simple little illustration how sin will bind you. And you know what? You don't think you got a problem with it? Try to stop doing something you know you shouldn't. It don't come that easy in your own strength, but you got the power of Jesus living in you. Amen? All right. 2 Corinthians 5:21. What does it talk about? We are made right with God. Again, man, we're building momentum. It's like pulling bricks off your back, man. You ought to be going, yeah. Start out here and just start going like this. And you know, I was up there preaching last night and Jesse came around the corner. I was going, I'm good. He's like, you're not going to do that. I just did that for you, son. I was like, yeah, man, I'm going to, because you know what? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And you know what? That starts building our faith and we start understanding who we are. Man, let me tell you, we start getting stronger and stronger and stronger in the Lord, and things are going to change. Amen? We are made right with God. Galatians 3:28. We are one in Christ with all believers. Look at somebody next to you here and say, guess what? We're on. Guess what? You know, when you get to heaven, guess what? They're probably going to be your neighbor. You might as well start loving them now. You know what I'm saying? Bob will have a straight T-shirt then. You give me a lot of mile for the money there, man, on that thing. That's good. Got some gas mileage on that. Very good. Ephesians 1:4 says, we are holy and without fault. Again, showing. You know, I talk to people a lot, and they'll say, buddy, what changed your life? And I go, oh, that's easy, God. They say, well, what do you mean? Man, you were a rock and roller, and you did this, and everything else. When the truth of God's word hit my heart, I go, whoa. If I were to die right now, the Bible said that I would spend eternity in hell separated from God. Next page. Ooh. But the good news is this. He said, but you know what? If you trust me, I'll take you right where you are. With the mullet. You know what I mean? Playing loud music with Alan Brown all over town, right? I love that guy. Man, God said, I'll take you right here. Won't he? Every time. Amen. All right. Ephesians 1:5-6 said, we are adopted as God's children. We talked about belonging and being in the family of God. How does that make you feel when you get your heart wrapped around that and understand that we're identified with Him because He's placed such a great gift in us? All right? Ephesians 1:7, our sins are taken away and we are forgiven. Man, I love it. I can't hear that enough. You know? I cannot hear that enough. We are identified as belonging to Christ by His Spirit. We're picking up speed, man. I'm like a top. I'm getting ready to pop right out of the box. Yeah. We are God's masterpiece. I know you guys are going to find this hard to believe, but there's times that I don't feel like a masterpiece. You know? But it's not based on what I feel. It's based on what He said. It's not based on anything else than the truth of God. Truth of God. Amen. We can come boldly and confidently into God's presence. I'm going to tell you what. I thought about this last night, and I thought, you know, I know everybody hasn't had the same background, the same upbringing and stuff, and so I always try to run that through the filter. But I do understand how blessed I am with my family. Because you know what? I can go to my mom and dad's house anytime I want. My dad used to tell me this. He said, son, if I got it, you got it. So I tell my boys, you know what? If I got it, you got it. And they say, I cannot believe you spent $4 for one of those. I already got it. You know what I mean? He tried to help me out. But what I'm showing is this. God's got it. He's given it to you. Don't put it on the shelf. Share it with the world. All right? Oh, man. This is it. This is it. Everybody ready? Wave your hand. You still with me? Are you ready? Good deal. We are made complete in Christ. Man, not in Christ. It's in Christ. I'm telling you, what God did for you swallowed up all the mistakes in the world. All right? The ones that you did, the ones that you might make today, the ones that tomorrow. And He says, you know, I love you right through them anyway. I'll take you right there. I want you to understand that we are made complete in Christ. You know, we started out, I'm just going to kind of hit a few things here because we're going to come to a point where we're going to have to make a decision on this stuff. And every time that I get to share the message, I promised God a long time ago that I would come to a place where somebody could receive the gift that I received. So I'm not going to keep it to myself because that won't change anything. What changes everything is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And we know that when we put our faith and trust with Him, that He says, you know what, I'll take you right where you are. And that's something else. We have had slide after slide of God's truth. Man, I just want to gird you guys up in the truth of God's Word. Because guess what? Monday's coming. But you don't have to worry about it because He's here today. He's here right now. And so I want you guys to take a look at this real, real fast. You know what? It's kind of the fill in the blank test, okay? I talked about making a decision. You know what? All of us got to make a decision for ourselves. You can't do it for your children. You can't do it for your spouse. You can't do it for anybody else. God doesn't have any grandkids. He has children. And what that means is just because my grandma played the church organ, I don't have a pass. But I tell you what I do have. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ because somebody was bold enough to come outside of the church walls and say, hey, man, you need Jesus. So guess what I'm saying right here? Hey, man. Hey, gals. You need Jesus. And if you do know Him, guess what? That's wonderful. A walk in the power of the identification of what He's done for us, all right? So we learned this, right? There's two places, guys. It's heaven and hell. I'm going to make it straight, clear as I can. Hell, separated from God, eternal damnation forever. Or we can choose Jesus, and He makes the path clear for heaven. We know this, that the wages of sin is death. That means you can't work for it. That means right here, right now, today, there's nothing you did to keep you out that could keep you out. Let me say that. Because God's promise is bigger, but you've got to receive it. You've got to embrace it. And you know what? Because what He's got for you is the free gift of God. It's Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He says if you believe by faith, that's how you grab it, by faith, right? He says if you confess the Lord Jesus. You know what He means? He says if you disagree of who you are, that you're a sinner, and you want me to change it, I'll do it. That's what it is. I thought it was something hard. I'm just agreeing with what He already said. And guess what? If you don't know that already, I can help you out real fast. Have you ever lied? You ever stole? You go, yeah. Guess what? That's us. But you know what? He says, when you do that, this is just the start of the journey. I got you back. You have eternal life. And you know, I thought about this last night, too. A lot of times people say, well, I'm just right here in the middle. kind of going like this. Over here is hell. Over here is heaven, right? Got some news for you. You're on the fence. The devil owns the fence. So jump on over to Jesus' side. Amen. I want to ask everybody to stand up. We're getting ready to wrap this up, guys. Right where you are, I ask everybody to stand up, please. And I hope there was something in the message today that was clear. That if you've never made that decision, that today is going to be that day. Okay? I pray that in the message you understand that you're identified with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords when you made that decision. Everybody, I ought to see teeth everywhere right now. Because I'm going to tell you what, that's a good thing. It's a God thing. But you know what? As we go to this, I want the time to just play. And I want you guys to just take a little minute here. And I want to ask everybody right where you're at, just to close your eyes for a second. And we're going to do this thing a little different today. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. I want you to know that Christ forgave everything in your life. And what he did on that cross swallows up everything that could ever, ever, ever keep you from coming into his arms. And so while we're praying today, if that's a prayer of yours, I just want you to look up. Look at me. I'm not going to come where you are. If that's your prayer, just look me in the eye and I'm going to pray for you. Because today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that he'll shed in your life. Thank you, thank you. That's it. And we're being real here. That's what's going on. We're being real here. I just ask you to say, you know what? Just look up and say, buddy, that's me. Just pray. That's it. That's it. Amen. 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 You know what? For those today that made that visual connection there in their heart, I want to ask you this. I'm going to pray with you. And if this is your prayer, right where you are, you just pray it from your heart. Dear Lord, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. And today, Lord, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Forgive me, Lord. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that God raised him. Today, I am yours and you are mine. Amen. That's how simple it is. Now, I'll tell you what. When we leave here, I want you guys to take me. We got a card on there. And it's a connection card. And what that card is going to do for us or do for you is totally in your court. If you made that decision today, I want to encourage you to just write, you know what, I gave my life to the Lord today. Not going to come to your house, beat on your door, not going to do anything unless you want to talk about it. You're in the driver's seat. But we want to know so we can pray for you. All right? And now part two of that prayer is this. If you're walking this thing out and this load's getting pretty heavy, and you say, Lord, I'm not where I used to be, and we want to come on back to where he says, you know what, you can be, your prayer away. Because he says, you know what, when we confess, when we turn, when we repent, we just say, Lord, I blew it yesterday. Lord, I've been blowing it. But today I want to get back in right relationship with you. It's just simple, Lord, forgive me. I'm coming home. If that's your prayer today, look this way. We're going to pray for you too. Amen, amen, amen. Awesome. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you what. Never, ever, ever underestimate what God did for you. Never, ever, ever believe the lie of the devil. And I want you guys, all of us, to look up right here. I want you to know something. You see that? When I found out, I said, you know what? The freedom of forgiveness. You have it available for you today. Some folks made that decision today. I said, praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap for what he's doing in here. I'm going to get the rest of the praise team back up here. And we're going to just celebrate what God's doing, all right? Amen. Amen. Do not forget the power of our identification in Christ.